Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Your car keys, school books, cell phones, everyday things you may forget while in a rush to get out of the house on time, or objects you often misplace. This is perfectly normal. But when a loved one constantly asks you to remind them of the time, forgets who you are, or even worse, who they are, then this may be a sign of something more serious than sheer forgetfulness. Welcome to Healthline. Today we look at Alzheimer's disease in Jamaica. June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month in Jamaica. Alzheimer's is a neurodegenerative disease that gradually causes people to lose their memory and their ability to think effectively. It is one of the most common mental illnesses affecting the elderly in Jamaica. The disease got its name from German physician Dr. Alois Alzheimer, who discovered it in 1906 after presenting the case history of a woman in a medical meeting. Chief Nurse Administrator on the Committee for the Upliftment of the Mentally Ill, CUMI, Joy Crooks, says Alzheimer's is a type of dementia that can affect any age group. If the disease occurs before 60, it's called presenile dementia, and after 60, it's senile dementia.
The brain cells dying off creates like an open space crater where all the information that is stored in the area of the brain, the person loses that, and it's a gradual process.
In the brain of an Alzheimer's patient, the cells do not renew themselves, and the areas responsible for memory storage start to deteriorate over time. Persons living with Alzheimer's experience almost constant forgetfulness, difficulty with language, personality changes, and disorientation of time and place that worsens over time.
It affects the memory totally, where the person loses even memory of the childhood, their children, and anything to do in their early age. And to the very end, it affects the memory right up until recent time, where they'll even forget where they are, who they are, and who their relatives and everybody else is around them. So a mother might be looking in a daughter's face and don't know exactly that it's her daughter, or recognizing her daughter, or who is caring for her.
Nurse Crooks says Alzheimer's is irreversible, and currently, though research is ongoing, there is no cure. In Jamaica, the Alzheimer's Association provides support for family members who have relatives suffering from the disease. The association often holds seminars, incorporates the use of psychiatrists, and provides telephone counseling support to help people better understand the disease.
We try to dispel the stigma of the disease. Not everyone likes to talk about it, but we encourage people to deal with the situation and support their family member if they are experiencing difficulty with memory loss. The idea is to care for your loved one. They are people too. And at any age, it can happen to anyone, and someday you too might develop Alzheimer's.
Vice Chairperson of the Alzheimer's Association, Zeda Tullo. Treatment for Alzheimer's is often administered until the patient passes away.
The average person may not be able to afford it as regularly as they can. In some instances, the doctor prescribed the medication, but they kind of let it last them instead of taking it as prescribed.
The greatest known risk factor for Alzheimer's disease is advancing age. After 65, the risk of developing Alzheimer's doubles every 5 years. In 2015, over 40,000 Jamaicans were living with the disease. That's it for part one of our two-part look at Alzheimer's disease. Join us again next week when we'll hear the story of the caregiver of an Alzheimer's patient. This has been Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.